Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. She couldn't stay away. Second stint is the head volleyball coach at Mercer County. We're talking with Katie Dengler. I think you told me off the air you've been away 5 years, and probably feels pretty good to get back in the gym, doesn't it?
It does. I tell you, I was a little nervous coming back in this time, thinking maybe I just, you know, should have just let it go, but, oh, it feels good being back in there with the girls.
Well, and I know when you originally stepped away 5 years ago, I know your oldest son, I think, was, you know, entering high school, and your youngest son now, a senior, so he's wrapping up his high school career. So I assume a lot of this has to do with timing, one, stepping away 5 years ago, and now, two, coming back.
Yeah, a lot of it was the timing. I was missing a lot of their things as the varsity coach, you know, just committed to that fall season. And we jam-packed those 3 months. And so I kind of thought it was probably time for me to step back and be more mom. And that way I was not stretching myself a little extra thin with being the teacher as well. And boy, now can't say as I've got a lot of free time, but I'm not as committed to the boys and their activities. You know, if they play football, it's Friday night. And so that's a pretty easy transition for me.
Well, and just your assessment or your observation, you know, kind of getting back into the swing of things. I know it hasn't been hot and heavy as of yet. I think things will kind of heat up a little bit in July. And then, of course, you know, the first day of practice coming up in early August. So what has been your observation so far?
My observation so far is the girls are really excited about the season. We have so many on the floor, you know, 18 true varsity players right now, and they are working hard. They've been taking in a lot of what I've been telling them, which has been just fantastic. They're eager. They're excited. They're just, you know, I wasn't sure if they were going to be, I wasn't sure how they were going to accept, you know, such a change for them. But they are eager and they're excited, and as I am. So it's really been fun so far.
You know, and when you coach the first time, you know, several years, and then you step away. I mean, is it a situation where when you stepped away that you say, hey, I really don't want to follow the day-to-day stuff because I was so close to the program before? Did you carry that approach, or did you follow it a little bit? Or, I mean, how did you approach the, you know, when you take the 5 years off after being involved with the program previously so closely?
Yeah, well, I tried to stay as involved as I could. There was no reason for me to be an active participant. I did go to a lot of games, but I find that it became something that kind of, and Jacob, my oldest, would sit next to me in the stands sometimes, and he'd listen to me, and I'm coaching from the stands, and, you know, and as we all do at sports that we feel like we've got some knowledge in, and it wasn't that I wanted things to change on the floor that they were doing. It was just, I just felt such a calling to be, you know, telling the girls and inspiring the girls and getting them to do things, and so this time it was pretty easy to walk back on the floor.
Well, and then as we wrap up here, I think you told me off the air, July is the big camp for the high school kids. So just a little bit about the rest of the summer and kind of getting ready for August.
Yeah, July 10th, we meet every day that week for 3 solid hours a day, which is going to be great. It's going to be intense. It's going to be just volleyball all over the place. I'm not looking for them to switch gears as frequently. I want them to stay focused on their basketball and the leagues and the things that they've got going on, and then to come in for that week in July and just be full-on volleyball for that week. So we've got a big week coming up in July, and then we take another break until practice starts, and our two-a-days will start August 9th.
That'll be here before you know it. Coach, have a good rest of the summer, and we look forward to talking with you in August.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Katie Dengler back as the head volleyball coach of the Mercer County Golden Eagles.